The first mishnah of the fourth parak, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, says that on Yom Tov Shosh Hashanah Shechalius B'Shabbos B'Mikdash Hayu Taken Avoloi B'Medina, that we blow the shofar in the Mikdash, but not in the Medina, not outside the Mikdash. And it's Mavur in the Gemara that L'maisa the Halacha is we don't blow shofar on Shabbos nowadays, and the reason for that is because of Gzera the Rambam, is Gzera that if we have to blow shofar, a person might go and be metalt on the shofar, the Halamas B'Shus HaRambam, and therefore Chachamim were Oiker, the mitzvah of shofar on Shabbos. Now the Rashba asks a very interesting question on the Gemara. The Rashba is not over here, it's earlier on Daf Tezayin Mubeis. And the Rashba asks, how are we allowed to not blow shofar on Shabbos? L'chari, that should be an Isser Bal Tigra. There's an Isser in the Torah Bal Tigra, just like there's an Isser Bal Taisa. If you can't be Meisam in the mitzvah, this is also an Isser Bal Tigra. You can't take away from a mitzvah. The Gemara discusses this a little bit on Daf Chav Kasim Mubeis. The Gedarma Bal Tigra, you can't, if you're mechiv to do a mitzvah, you can't do less of what you're supposed to do. So, in fact, the Rashba, if you have, so surely if you have a mitzvah to do, you don't do it at all, you're even Bal Tigra. So, how is it mutter for us not to blow shofar on Shabbos? It's a lav of Bal Tigra. The Rashba answer is that since you're not doing it on your own, you're doing it because the Chachamim told you not to do it, therefore there is no lav of Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra is only if you yourself are mevato a mitzvah, but if you're doing it, but mitzvah's Chachamim, Chachamim told you not to do it, then there's no lava bal tigra. That's how it gets out of this kasha. But lemaisa, from the whole kasha and to the Rashba, you see a pelda gechiddush. You see that every time you mevato mitzvah saseh, there's going to be a lava bal tigra that you are on as well. The pasha says, if not for the Rashba, we would have said that that's not true. That's not the case. You're not over on bal tigra every time you're mevato a mitzvah. Bal tigra is saying that if you do a mitzvah and you don't do it fully, you're missing some pratim of the mitzvah, then you could be over on bal tigra. But if you don't do a mitzvah at all, that's a bitul mitzvah zaseh, but it's not bal tigra. But the Rashba is being mechadish that every time there's a bitul mitzvah zaseh, there'll be a lav of bal tigra as well. And this, because of this, there's a couple of kashas that Chanim ask on the Rashba. Number one, there seems to be a steer in the Rashba. The Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Reish Nun Vav, paskins that if a person wants to do a mitzvah zaseh, and in order to do that, he's mechuyev to spend a lot of money to get the mitzvah, l'mashal to buy an esrog, he's not mechuyev to spend all his money, doesn't have to spend all of his money, there's different shurim that are given, how much money you're mechuyev to spend to be mekayim a mitzvah zaseh. But says the Shulchan Aruch, for mitzvah zaseh, you're mechuyev to give up all your money, to make sure you're not arvan alav. If the only way you could refrain from being arvan alav is by paying a lot of money, there's no limit, you have to give up all your money not to be arvan alav. That's the sock of the Shulchan Aruch, and that comes from a Rashba. It's a Rashba Baba Kama who says this, that there's a chilik between how much money you have to spend in Aseh or for a Lois Aseh. So the Chanim ask, that seems to be a steer in the Rashba. How can you tell me that for an Aseh you don't have to give up all your money, but for a Lois Aseh you have to? According to the Rashba over here, every time you're Mevalto an Aseh, you're going to be Evan Lois Sigra, which is a lav. So every bit lasei has a bit of lav with it as well. So then every time you're about to say, you should have to give up all your money in order not to be over on this lav of lois sigra. So it seems to be from that Rashba that you're not over on lois sigra every time you're about to mitzvah asay. So that seems to be a stira in the Rashba. Another kasha Rabbanan asks in Kavetaris and Yavamis is that what b'chal does the Rashba mean to ask that if I don't blow shofar on Shabbos, I should be over on lois tigra? Lois tigra is, even if you accept what the Rashba is saying, that I'm over lois sigra for being mevatel mitzvah saseh, that's only if I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah. But over here, shofar on Shabbos, chachamim ra'ikar davar min ha'Torah, they uprooted that mitzvah. There is no longer a mitzvah blowing shofar on Shabbos. So if there's no mitzvah of chachamim ra'ikar, then why should it be over on Bal Tigra? There is no mitzvah here at all. So what b'chlal does the Rashba mean to ask? Those are two of the ha'aris that the Achronim ask on the Rashba. And I think that you could answer both of these kashas, LP a yesaid from the Baruch Tam, which is coming to answer a kasha of the Tur Yavin on the Rashba. The Tur Yavin asks another kasha on the Rashba. Tur Yavin is earlier in Daf Chav Ches, and he asks like this. He says that the according to the Rashba, if it's true that every time you're over on Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh, you're over on the Lav of Lei Sigra, then you have a big problem. That means that every time a person is Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh, you're over on a Lav. And if that, it would come out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Lav Shein B'Maisa, like in a Lav, that you get Malchus, or Lav Shein B'Maisa, that every time a person is Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh, he should be like it, he should get Malchus. And Lo Shemanu such a thing. We never heard of such a Shita in Shas, that a person gets Malchus for being Mevatel and Aseh. So it's true, according to us, it won't be Nega anyways, we hold Lav Shein B'Maisa, ain't like in a Lav, but according to the Shita, holds Lav Shein B'Maisa, like in a Lav, it would come out of Peldik Echidosh, if either Ashba, that you're like it for being Mevatel a Mitzvah Saseh. We never heard of such a thing. So how could that be Lefi the Rashba? That's the kasha of the Tur Yavin. So the Baruch Tam has a guys on the Tur Yavin, and he says, he's coming to answer that last kasha of the Tur Yavin on the Rashba, and he says it's not a kasha. He said everyone's misunderstanding shot in this Rashba. The Rashba never meant to say that when an individual doesn't blow shofar on Shabbos, he should be arvan lo sigra. Of course that's not true. A yachid is not over lo siga for being mevatel mitzvah nasei. You're mevatel the mitzvah, but there's no lav of lo siga. What the Rashi means to ask, he's asking on Bezdin, on the Chachamim. When the Chachamim came and they said, don't blow shofar on Shabbos, that is lav lo siga. They are taking a mitzvah out of the Torah. They're being oiker a mitzvah in a Torah. They're saying not to blow. How are they allowed to do that? That's the kasha. L'chai, they should be over in lo siga by taking the mitzvah away from the Torah. And that he answers because of lo sasa, because they have a special kayach with mitzvah Chachamim, they're able to do that. That's not a problem for them to do it. But the whole kasha Mitchil was only on Bezdin. How could Bezdin be Iker Mitzvah Min HaTorah? And that he answers that it's not a problem. But on the Yachid, of course, it's not a problem. No one ever suggested that a Yachid who's Mevatel Mitzvah Asay will be Ivan Lasigra. And Lefi that, I think it could be. So the Baruch Tam says Lefi that, it can be Miyashiv, the Turiyavin's Kasha on the Rashba, that you should get Malkus for Bittel Asay because you're Ivan Lasigra. He says it's not a Kasha. The Rashba never meant to say that every Yachid is Ivan Lasigra when he's Mevatel Mitzvah Asay. He's just saying Bezdin should be Ivan, but about a Yachid would not, so therefore that kasha is not a kasha. If he that, you could be miyashiv. Also, the steer in the Rashba, the fact that the Rashba says you don't have to give up all your money for a mitzvah saseh, the question is, well, every mitzvah saseh, when you mevatel, you're ever in love with a cigarette, it's not true. He never meant to say that the yachid is ever in love with a cigarette, he just meant to say that the bezin, the chachamim, ever in love with a cigarette. So that would be miyashiv as well. And I think that would answer Mechanan's kasha also. Mechanan asks that why am I ever in love with a cigarette once the chachamim are ikar, there's no longer any mitzvah. And the Rashba never meant to say that me, the yachid, should be ever in love with a cigarette when I'm about to mitzvah. He's goofy asking on the Chachamim themselves, when they're being Iker Davim Minatayim, how could they do that? How could they be Iker? That is a lava lo siga. That's what the Rashba's kasha was. And then that he answers that they have a kayach to do it, and there's no lo sigra. So comes out the very studies of Machlekes Achrenim, how to understand the Rashba. According to Yevon, the Rashba is saying that a Yachud who's Mevatel Mitzvah says Evan lo siga. According to the Baruch Tam, the Rashba never meant to say that. He's going on Bezdin, the Bezdin who were being Iker the Mitzvah, perhaps it would be Evan lo siga, but by a Yachud, there would definitely not be any issue about Sigra for a Bittul Mitzvah Saseh.